Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Between now and 12 noon, oh, so much to talk about from the world of agriculture. As always, we want to start with a look at your agricultural markets, looking at the why of the market, as well as those latest agricultural futures prices. We'll be checking everything from our live cattle, feeder cattle contracts, lean hogs, the grain, the oil seed, cotton, energy complex, the factors behind the market, as well as those latest prices as well. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. We've got our feature time to check on for you today. Great agricultural information for you in that particular segment. And then as we head toward the top of the hour, we've got the latest agricultural news that we check on for you as well. As always, we want to start with a comprehensive look at your agricultural futures. We do that here in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our number one customer.
Customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at tobaccostopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle traded higher for the week, with southern cattle gaining $2 and northern cattle up about $1 last week. June live cattle futures were at a discount to cash as traders remained concerned over the level of demand through May and through June. The cattle futures did not rebound as much as anticipated once it was confirmed the avian flu virus was not found in ground beef. Hogs closed the week on a very negative note, though. It's not the cash and cutouts that fell apart during the week, but spillover from pressure from cattle and the concern over summer demand cast a cloud over the market. Packers not very aggressive Friday, as much of their buying had been finished. The National Afternoon Report showed cash was down $2.40. That moved the weighted average to $89.38. Following an impressive rally to end last week, all three wheat markets under heavy pressure early today, following some much-needed rain that fell in western Kansas along with Texas and Oklahoma. For Monday, there is the potential for even more moisture as large storm system moves through in from the west. With that storm, there's likely to be plenty of risk for severe weather, with the possibility of supercells having the Wichita to Enid, Oklahoma areas in the bullseye. Old and new crop corn futures are slipping slightly lower early today, pressured by the bearish wheat reaction to weekend rain that fell in parts of the southwestern plains, including dry parts of southwest Kansas. There is a chance for some more coverage this week as more severe weather and storms expected from Nebraska to Oklahoma as a large storm system crosses the plains here today. The weakness comes from despite the wet forecast again for the Corn Belt and upper Midwest and South, as storms are likely to result in more planting delays. After an impressive two-day bull run to end the week, soybeans and soy meal both retreating early today, with bean oil futures finally catching a bid. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
June live cattle down 45, 176.22. August down 87, 173.70. October down 75, 177.30. May feeder cattle down 202, 241.27. August was down 217, 252.57. September is down 205, 253.72. Kansas City wheat lies up 11 and 3 quarters, 662. December up 10 and a quarter, 693 and a quarter. Chicago wheat July up 14 and a half, 637. September up 14 and a quarter, 657 and a quarter. July corn's up 9 and a half, 469 and three quarters. December is up 5 and a half, 488 and a quarter. May soybeans up 23 and a quarter, 1225. That's a check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. Looking for fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. High today around 81 degrees. Chance for thunderstorms tonight, 80% chance, and an overnight low of 59. Tomorrow, looking for mostly sunny skies and a high of 84. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, high of 82. Sunny, 77 degrees on Thursday. And that's a look at your forecast. Stay with us. Ron Hayes joins us in just a moment with the latest Farm and Ranch news. That's coming up when we return on KGGF.